Hi guys, welcome to In the Neighborhood Podcast, and you're listening to Fatiha. So today we're going to be talking about a societal construct that is quite problematic. Towards the end, I'll definitely share a life hack with you guys, so you definitely want to listen till the end. So the other day, I was minding my business and then I got this DM that went, "Are you married now?" And I laughed it off because it was from a friend. And I felt, oh, fair enough. This person wants to know, you know, what phase I am in my life at this point. So it was only right. But then that same day, not too long ago, I was on a bike going home. And then this bike man's phone rings. He stops by the pavement to answer it. I'm like, oh, fine. Irresponsible Okada man. He doesn't want to risk our lives. And then after answering the call, I'm like, can we go now? But then he's still packed and fumbling with his phone. And at this point, I've had it. So I go, can we go now? And he goes, sure, you don't marry me. I'll be your husband. They wait for you for house. And I was dumbfounded, honestly. Because it made me realize this bike man did not see me as a person. Because how could I be conscious of my time? How could I be angry at him for wasting my time, if not that I had to have a husband at home that would flog me if I was a minute past 8? Because he couldn't just see me as a person, as one human being. He couldn't just see me as that. And this was what inspired today's episode of people always harassing women about when they are going to get married. Why are you not married? Like, and there's several other variations. Constantly asking, is this the one? When are you going to bring your husband to us, to introduce him to us, and all of that. And it is something that is quite... So it is like most girls now have been conditioned from a very young age, all their lives, to want to get married. And this is something most women can relate with. It is when mothers go, is this how you be doing in your husband's house? Is this how you be doing in your husband's house? Like, this is something most of us can relate with. And it is an harmful statement to start with. Because in that, a girl learns she shouldn't aspire to have her own properties. She shouldn't, because she's going to end up in her husband's house anyways. So why should she even have her own dreams? And the ripple effect is what we see on Instagram, where a lot of women are desperate to just get married by any means necessary. Like, any means necessary. You see women wanting to buy a jazz worth $250,000 just to keep a man locked down. Or worse still, some of the harmful effects still of that is that it leads to women being deceptive. Like, you see a woman all calm, cooking, cleaning for a man, only to get married to him and she's something else. Like, this is the environment we have created for women. That you prioritize marriage as the beginning and the end of our lives. Like, she prioritizes it. And this is something religion and even the government benefits from. So it is not going to end anytime soon. There's not going to be an ending to this anytime soon. So from the clerics who join the couple on the wedding day, from the court, you know, you get to pay for your certificate or something, something, something. So there's no putting an end to the institution of marriage. Because from the lawyers who come around probably when... the couple wants to get a divorce, the lawyer gets paid for that. The courtroom gets paid. Like, a lot of people benefit from the institution of marriage. So there's no putting an end to it. But in the same breath, for those who consider marriage a big deal and all of that, like, fine, if it is that for them, then fine. But this for me is just for people who go about harassing young women on when they are going to get married. Why are they not married? It's something I feel we need to put an end to. But I understand how it's going to take a while, yeah, because there are a lot of people who benefit from it. But it's just when you do catch hands, you should know it is justified, because people are humans in the end, and there are just some things you would say to people that you know in your head that it is hurtful, but then you still go ahead to say it anyways. So I just want to bring this to our consciousness that we should do better as humans. Because even religion actually gives the room for people who are unmarried. Because we have the popes and the nuns who are unmarried, and then they are doing fine. And nobody gets to ask them, how are they coping? How are you living now that you are not married? Or that you are without a partner? Nobody asks them that. So why do you think an unmarried woman's life is definitely miserable? Because she's not married. That's something I'll never be able to grasp. People just assume that an unmarried woman's life has to be miserable. She has to be lonely. Marriage is a gamble in itself. You're not promised. We all hope for lifelong happiness, companionship, but you're not promised any of that. It is not a guarantee. It's a gamble. And with marriage, as with any other thing, most people go in investing. And it's just like investment, really. Some people put all their eggs in one basket. Some people go all diversify, put their money in different portfolios and all of that. But some people are not just ready to take that gamble. And you should leave them be. Let them enjoy their lives and live it how they deem it fit. Another thing, again, I see how people don't get to see how problematic it is it doesn't end with marriage, yeah? So after getting married, you are also expected to have children. But nobody ever accepts or says, after you have children and all of that, then it ends there. You are not responsible for the children you have now. So whether or not you're pursuing a career or whatnot, it is not the children's business. So here you are with a marriage and then children that you never wanted from the very beginning. But then you're just living by societal standards and the definition of what and how you should live your life. So for me, this is just about you knowing you have other options. You have another way you can live your life if marriage is not for you. For me, I feel, in the end, all of this is for a woman to make an informed decision. She should know, if this doesn't work out, this will work out. And something that came to my consciousness again as a feminist now is I'm learning how to embrace other opinions that are different from mine. So I'm watching BBN, for those who don't know that's Big Brother Naija. And then this contestant, Kaisha, goes, she likes cooking and then she would like to get married in the next 5 years. Yes, 5 years. And then I rolled my eyes because I felt why do you want to get married? Why do you want to be cookie? Blah, blah, blah. But then in all of that, I hoped that she knew she had other options if this wasn't what she wanted for herself. So I had to think again and ask myself, why did I roll my eyes? Because the whole point of feminism here is for women to enjoy this freedom of choice. They should know that, if I no longer want this, it is okay. It is fine. This was just something I had to bring to my own consciousness. So I don't go around harassing women who consider marriage as a big deal and who enjoy being called a married woman. It is fine as long as that is what you want for yourself, for your life. That's just something that I feel we should take note of. This is not to harass people who consider marriage as an achievement, because it is an achievement. Constantly loving somebody, being there for them, encouraging them, and all of that, it is a big deal, because it takes a lot for any relationship to work. And in my own opinion, I don't think any love is unconditional. I hate to say this, but I don't think love is unconditional. From parents, children, relationship, lovers, I don't think it is unconditional, because you're giving something to get something, and then somebody is also giving to get in the end. And it's just with marriage too. I feel most men are the greatest beneficiaries of marriage. They get to enjoy free washing, cooking, sex, you know, all of this under the umbrella of marriage. So you as a woman, you need to understand and ask yourself, what are you getting in return for your labor? Because you can't just go in and then in the end you see you're a shadow of yourself. Like you had, you could have sworn you would have been a professor or let's say an engineer. But then because of marriage, you cannot boast of any of those things at that stage in your life. Like you just need to ask yourself if that is what you want. And I hate to say this again, but in most cases, people use marriage as this discipline camp. And I was reading this book, And the Mountains Echoed. It's a Khalid Husseini's book. And I think everybody should read this, by the way, about how a woman who is considered badly behaved was sent over to a rich man's house to go get married to him as his wife, just because people consider her badly behaved and her father was tired of her just staying in the house, you know, being on marriage. Like, this is just something that is common amongst us. Like, most times, women are just sent over to a man's place. And the man even turned out to be a closeted homosexual because the relatives didn't even do their research properly. So most times, girls are just sent over and to go teach them a lesson and all of that. Another thing, again, that I consider even problematic is how when young girls are pregnant, they get sent away from schools, but men still continue to go to school. This is another thing I feel we as a society should call out, because women continue to suffer for it. I mean, I read a tweet not too long ago about a woman with a child who was denied employment because she was considered irresponsible. Like, how? Like, how can you be? Or in cases where an unmarried woman is denied rent. I mean, I was reading a WhatsApp broadcast. I think WhatsApp broadcast, we should say death to them, about how a woman who is a single mother now, who is not divorced, wasn't raped, and isn't widowed, should not be extended the same basic decency. So that means she must have had a horrible past. She must have been gallivanting, you know, and lavaganting. That's the only reason why she's with a child. Like, what happened to giving people the benefit of the doubt, like listening to their stories? Probably they've grown, they have now become better and all of that. Like, what happened to that? So this is just something I feel we should consciously address as a collective. And I think men should join us in fighting all of this, because you guys stand to benefit more from this, honestly. I mean, the other day I was telling my cousin about how he could just stay at home on a weekday. Because we go to the shop with my mom and then one person stays at home. And then on a particular day, we got back from the shop and then he was just all well relaxed and smiling. And I had to tell him that, can you see, this is one of the benefits of feminism. That you don't have to always prove that you are a man, you are this, you know. Like, you can just take a day off and just rest. Because you are human in the end and you deserve rest. You don't have to always prove that you are a man. And these are some of other things. And same way, in the same breath, the way women keep asking for paternity leave for men. Like, these things would, like, you'll feel the ripple effect in years to come, even in policies. So these are some things I feel we should address as a collective. And hopefully, things change in our lifetime. I hope so. So thank you guys for listening. I would like to listen to you guys' experiences, what you think. Hopefully you guys... you guys don't feel like I'm ranting, I don't make any sense, but I hope I have made sense. And if it sounds like I'm angry, I mean, I am very, very angry. Yes, things have to change in our time. So thank you guys for listening, continue to share. And the hack is that for you, if you want to slice an onion and you don't want to cry, grease your knife with oil before slicing. Thank you, Peter. So let me know if it works out for you. Let me know, because I've tried greasing my knife with oil and it actually worked. But another method you can try is putting your onion in your refrigerator before slicing. So either of the two should work out for you. So you can either grease with oil, like grease the knife with oil before slicing, or better still, put your onion in the refrigerator before slicing if you do not want to cry. But if you enjoy cry, by all means, enjoy. So try both of them out. Let me know which one works for you. Thank you guys for listening. Continue to share. Continue to like, subscribe. Let me know what you think. Bye-bye. Have a good day.